Now will fire for three. She can't get it. Rebound. Brown doubled down in the backcourt, and now they've got a 4-on-2 break. Viegas down low, an easy lay-in for Amber Rollins. 58-52, six-point game. Under a minute to go in the third. Gutierrez comes across the timeline now, slowing it down for Simpson. Gutierrez steps back with a dribble. Out to Shayla Smothers. Smothers. Looks back door, now finds Gutierrez on the right angle. Down to 10. Gutierrez, baseline drive, goes up, draws the contact, and we'll get to the free throw line. And that will get Gutierrez back to the line. 34 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. So Gutierrez will shoot a pair. And she's gotten to the line already 10 times tonight. Her first one is good. And 58-53, 34 seconds remaining here in the third. The second free throw is also good. So Gutierrez, 9 of 12 from the line tonight, has 25 points. 50-50-50. Simpson outscored the Eagles big time in that third quarter. And Simpson will play defense to start the fourth quarter. Dana Ruiz, Haley Villegas, Cameron Brown, Bethany Wolf, and Amber Rollins for Embry Riddles. They have the ball to start the fourth quarter up by four. Villegas with the ball in her left hand, dribbling it. Now dribble hands off to Ruiz. Ruiz now holding out to Bethany Wolf. Stutter step back to Villegas in the left angle. Shot clock down to 14. Villegas out to Ruiz. Good look for three. Got it. Dana Ruiz, CalPAC Player of the Year. With the bucket, she only has 8 points in this game, but a big three there, 61-54. Gutierrez spins inside, goes up, tough shot, no, falls loose, comes to Rollins. Estella doing a little too much on that possession. Rollins brings it across midcourt, now to Bethany Wolf. Wolf with the pump fake, the sharpshooter now puts it on the floor. Looks inside, the pick and roll, Rollins is fouled. No, it's going to be a block. Oh my goodness, how is that not a foul? I don't know. But it's going to be Ember Riddle ball on the baseline with 18 on the shot clock. Madison Cox back in. Allie Romelli back in for Simpson as the Redhawks return to their starting group. I mentioned it earlier, but no Lexi Thompson tonight, out with a back injury. Feeds into Jenna Knudsen. Knudsen at the top of the arc. Puts it on the floor to the right side. Now gets inside to Cameron Brown. Brown gets it knocked away, but comes to Villegas. Villegas, 7 seconds. Villegas bumped and is fouled. It'll get to the line. So Villegas will shoot a pair. The foul will be on Gutierrez on the personal. Her third foul on Estella, who's got 25 points. And it's hard to argue with Gutierrez's attacking because she's been so successful tonight. First free throw, no good from Villegas. With 9 minutes remaining, is she knocks down number two, 62-54. 9 minutes remaining. Gutierrez waiting. Gutierrez comes off the pick with her right. Goes behind the back with the dribble. Now accelerates. Out to Shayla Smothers in three-point range to Whitney Armstrong. And a foul away from the ball is going to be on Amber Rollins. Rollins and Cox fighting for position down low. So Simpson will get on the baseline with a new shot clock. Cox. Lob pass into Estella Gutierrez, who has to bring it in like a tight end. Now Gutierrez off a pick to her right, and a whistle and a foul on Jenna Knudsen, trying to fight through the screen. Wow. Knudsen picks up her second. 62-54. The crowd on the other side of the floor not happy with the call. Gutierrez now holding and waiting. Comes off a pick to her left. Feeds to Shayla Smothers. Smothers thought about it. Puts on the floor. Feeds to the baseline. Now to Romelli. Gets it back to Smothers. Looks in the paint to Madison Cox. But an offensive foul. Amber Rollins takes a charge on the pass attempt from Smothers. And that's the third foul on Smothers. So Smothers with three. Cox with three. 62-54. They bring it up down to Dana Ruiz. Ruiz splits a double team and hands the baseline. Rollins cut off by Madison Cox. Back out to Ruiz. 8:15 to go. Backdoor feed. Knudsen. Knudsen goes up. Tough shot. No rebound. Madison Cox. Cox the center brings it up for Simpson. And now we'll hand it to Estella Gutierrez. Redhawks would like a bucket here. Gutierrez with a stutter step. Now holding up top with a dribble. Feeds to Shayla Smothers. Smothers puts it on the floor with the left hand. Picks it up, now hands it to Whitney Armstrong. Shot clock down to 15. Armstrong to Romelli. Down to 10. Romelli, baseline. Smothers puts it on the floor. Stops. Back out to Romelli. Left angle, three. No rebound. It comes to Brown for Embry-Riddle. 62-54. Here comes Knudsen. Knudsen inside. Lob pass out to Rollins. Left angle, triple. No rebound. Madison Cox. And a foul is on Rollins. And it's the third team foul on Amber Riddle. They're calling it tight in this fourth quarter.
Coach Trio has one. Coach walks back down the floor. Not a shooting foul. Third team foul.
Foul is on Rollins, her third, and Simpson, whose defense is starting to lock down here in the fourth. 62-54. Inbound at Madison. Cox gets it knocked away and a turnover. Here comes Villegas. Villegas lost it in a foul. Wow. Fourth personal foul on Madison Cox. So she'll come out. Casamore Villa will come back in with the fourth personal. 7:20 remaining. An 8-point game. Both teams have kind of, their offenses have come to a halt here in the fourth. Here is Villegas, picked up by Ali Romelli. Right side now to Rollins. Rollins, the left-hand drive, pass is deflected and a steal. Rollins wanted a foul call, didn't get it. Here comes Gutierrez up the floor. Gutierrez accelerates, gets into the paint, lays it up, no. Offense rebound, smothers, dumps back out to Armstrong and a steal for Villegas. Good defense there from Ember Riddle. Here comes Ruiz. Ruiz, cut off, now picks it up, hands to Villegas. 7 minutes to go. Villegas, stutter step, picks up her dribble back to Ruiz. Ruiz comes off a pick. Looks down low. Rollins, or Brown, shot is blocked, but a foul, and that will get Cameron Brown to the free throw line. Brown so far tonight, 6 points, 8 rebounds. She'll head back to the free throw line. Ember Riddle tonight, 12 of 17 from the stripe. Simpson, 10 of 14. Ember Riddle has now doubled Simpson's rebounding totals. The first free throw is good from Brown. Only two players in double figures for Ember Riddle. Simpson's Gutierrez with 25 leads all scorers. Trying to make it a 10-point game here with the second throw. It is good. 64-54. Simpson tied it in the third quarter, and now Ember Riddle has extended their lead back to 64-54 with 6:45 remaining in the fourth. Gutierrez trying to create. Now Halton. I don't know why Simpson is waiting to take time here. Gutierrez hands to Romelli. Romelli with the left-hand dribble now spins baseline. Little up and under floater. No, he's too strong. Rebound comes to Rollins. Rollins now to Knudsen. Knudsen brings it up. Nobody picks her up. Now she accelerates, gets into the paint on the baseline drive. Little turnaround off the glass is good. Lazy defense there from Gutierrez. 66-54. And timeout, Derek Pringle Jr. He takes the timeout, and we will take a break here on Simpson Sports Network. The Redhawks trail by 10 here on KCNR 1460 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
12-point game, 66-54. Ember Riddle in this fourth quarter has come back to life after struggling in the third, after being outscored by six. We'll see if Simpson has enough firepower to get back into this game. They trail by 12. Simpson ball out of the timeout. Casamort via Estella Gutierrez, who looks worn out. Armstrong, Smothers, and Romelli. Gutierrez out to Smothers in three-point range. Puts it on the floor, picks up her dribble, and out of Armstrong. Armstrong is at a hot hand. We'd like to see her get a little more involved. Looks down low, finds Smothers, passes deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Simpson ball with 7 on the shot clock. So Simpson will have it on the baseline with 7 on the shot clock here. 5:54 remaining. Armstrong will be the player to put it in play for Simpson. She feeds into Smothers, now gets it right back to Armstrong. Armstrong step back, tough jumper is fouled. And we'll get to the free throw line on the jumper. Foul is on Dana Ruiz, her second. It is the fourth team foul on Ember Riddle. So Simpson will be at the line the rest of this game. On a night where they have been struggling to get the ball into the paint, a couple of free throws down the stretch could benefit Simpson. The first free throw is good. 66-55. 51 rebounds for Ender Riddle, 27 for Simpson. Madison Cox will return with four fouls. 25 offensive rebounds for Ember Riddle. So Armstrong, second free throw is no good. Rebound, and now the ball's loose. It comes to Armstrong, who kind of caught it with her feet, and a jump ball. Wow, it's going to be Simpson basketball. How is there not a whistle blown there? So the shot clock will reset, and Simpson will get it on the baseline. 11-point game. Inbound to Shayla Smothers. Smothers now hands to Gutierrez, who's going to have to create. Gutierrez off a pick, now off a second one. Steps back with a dribble, crosses back over inside. Lob pass, Cox. Cox makes the catch, swings to the corner. Romelli an open three. No, rebound on Madison Cox. Second chance for Simpson. Armstrong, baseline, Smothers, goes up, draws the contact, missed it, gets it back. Turn around and blocked by Brown. The low attempt from Smothers is blocked. Here comes Knudsen. Dribble handoff, Villegas. Steps back on the dribble, they lead by 11. 5-10 remaining, Villegas dribble drive, gets inside, tough shot, no. Rebound, Gutierrez. Just a little too strong. Gutierrez has got to bring it up faster than this. You're down 11 with 5 minutes to go. Enters to Madison Cox. Knocked away. Turnover. Ruiz with another steal. Three on two. Ruiz. Ruiz to Rollins. Gets into the paint. A blocking foul. It's going to be the fifth on Madison Cox. That'll get Matt or Rollins to the line. So that will get Rollins to the line. It's the fifth foul on Madison Cox. And this could be the end of her career. The all-conference first teamer getting a nice ovation from the bench in the Simpson crowd. So Rollins will shoot two. So Precious Jackson will come in for Cox. Valentino back in as well for Ember Riddle. She's going to come in for Jenna Knudsen. So Rollins will shoot two here, and Simpson's offense has come to a screeching halt here in the fourth quarter. They've only scored 1 point on a Whitney Armstrong free throw in 5 minutes. First one is good from Knudsen, 67-55. Knudsen's got, or check that, Brown has 9 points and 10 rebounds. Rollins now with 6 points. 13-point game. Under five to play. Gutierrez again taking too long to get to their offense. Lob pass out to Smothers for three. No. Rebound. Jackson trying to come away with it. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. Wow. That should have been Eagles ball without a doubt. However, it'll be Simpson basketball. 13-point game. Simpson going to need to make plays and make them quickly. Gutierrez now makes the catch. Again, pausing. Got to make a move here. Crossing over, lost the handle on it. Now reaccelerates. Double goes up, and she traveled first. Haley Villegas has been right on her all night. Despite the 25 points from Gutierrez, here in the fourth quarter, she has been held at bay. 4:30 to go. Valentino now to Villegas. Villegas spin dribble gets to the middle of the floor and now will create space. 4:20 to go in the fourth. Villegas dribble drive right inside. Floater missed it. Jackson with the rebound. And Gutierrez has to push the floor. Gutierrez with a jog. Brings it up to the far sideline now waiting. Gutierrez crossing over. Gutierrez pump fake. Looks down low. Bad pass. Turnover. And Gutierrez just looks worn out. Lob pass. Brown blocked by Gutierrez and she gets it back. 4 minutes remaining. Gets it knocked away. Out of bounds. It's going to be Ember Riddle ball. And that might just do it. Bethany Wolf back in for Embry-Riddle. 68-55. Under 4 minutes to go. Embry-Riddle with it on the baseline. Trying to advance to the CalPAC Championships. Brown, turnaround, half-hook, missed it. Gets her own offensive rebound and lays it in. That is just way too easy. They lead by 15. That equals their largest lead of the night. Simpson tied it in the third. And now Gutierrez will try for three. She does hit it. Wow. Tough shot attempt, though. 70-58. 28 points for Gutierrez after 14 in the third quarter. 12-point game. 3:20 to go. Malentino feeds to the right side. Dana Ruiz, she tries to answer for three. No. Ali Romelli, rebound. It's a loose ball. Foul will be on Embry-Riddle. And the Eagles are shooting the ball awfully quickly into the shot clock here, despite being up 12 with 3:15 to go. So that will get Ali Romelli to the free throw line to cut it back to 10. Romelli with her first trip to the free throw line. She struggled this evening. 1 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 4 from downtown. First free throw is good. Substitutions for Trujillo in his club is Knutson in and Rollins out. Melissa Pfeiffer also in and Dana Ruiz out. Romelli trying to cut it back to 10. And it's good. So 70-60, Romelli, Al Blanca, Casamore in, 3:15 to go. Now Natalie Campos is going to come in as Smothers comes out. And Simpson now going to their smallest lineup of the night with lots of shooting. 10-point game, 3:15 to go. They look to get it in. They do to Knudsen. Knudsen with a pass fake. Gutierrez on her. Knudsen brings it across. Dribble handoff now to Bethany Wolf. They will use some clock here. Brown faces up on Precious Jackson. And a loose ball foul away from the ball is going to be on Blanca Casamore. And that's going to get Bethany Wolf to the free throw line. Fourth foul on Casamore via. Bethany Wolf will shoot a pair here. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. First free throw is good from Bethany Wolf. Wolf with her first free throw of the night. She now has 3 points on the evening. 0 of 2 from beyond the arc. The second free throw rattles around and falls through, 72-60. 3 minutes remaining. Simpson trails by 12. Got to make a play here quickly. Blanca Casamore over here on the left angle. She'll try for three, but a travel first. Right in front of Coach Pringle, and he's not happy with the call. The shot did not go down anyway. Smothers in, Jackson out. Melissa Pfeiffer feeds it into Jenna Knudsen, who brings it across. Now for Embry-Riddle. Knudsen, dribble handoff to Wolf. Straight away to Pfeiffer. Simpson putting on good pressure here. Wolf step back with a dribble. Skip pass out to Malentino. Picked up by Gutierrez. Malentino accelerates. Gets inside. Shot is blocked. Wow, no whistle. Offensive rebound. Back out. Wolf for three. No. Smothers trying to come away with it. It comes to Embry-Riddle and another offensive rebound. The ball is deflected out of bounds off Simpson. And it will be Embry-Riddle basketball. New shot clock for Embry-Riddle. It is their 26th offensive rebound on the night. 12-point game, and now a foul is going to be on Gutierrez. And Gutierrez is going to be careful. She's going to pick up a technical here. Four fouls on Gutierrez. Malentino will head back to the stripe. Malentino, the leading scorer, or was the leading scorer, and has gotten to the line 9 times. She's 5 of 9, and she'll get back to the line yet again. The first free throw is no good. Coming here for 72-60. Second free throw is good. 73-60. 2:25 to go. Gutierrez races into the front court for Simpson. Down by 13. Got to make a play. Got to make it quickly. Gutierrez inside. Little floater. Short. Rebound. She had Natalie Campos wide open for three. But instead to take the floater, but missed. Knudsen now brings it across the timeline. Accelerates. And now we'll let some time tick off the clock. Knudsen hands to Bethany Wolf, who will try from way downtown. No rebound to Smothers. Under two to play here in the fourth. Down 13. Gutierrez. Crossover with a dribble. Open for three. Will try and knocks it down. Timeout, Coach Pringle. Estella Gutierrez has 31 points. Timeout, Derek Pringle. I believe it's going to be a 30-second timeout. It will. 1:47 to go here in the fourth with 10-point game. Gutierrez on the night. She is 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, and it's been an impressive performance scoring the basketball. It does have 4 assists and 5 rebounds. But Simpson just being outplayed most of the other small stats. Bench scoring, plus 16 for Ember Riddle. Points in the paint, plus 6. Points off turnovers, plus 11. And, of course, the rebounding, huge advantage for Ember Riddle. It says only 7 check and chance points. That's got to be way off because of over 25 offensive rebounds for Ember Riddle in this game. They have a plus 23 advantage on the glass. Wow. And that's going to be the thing that is going to be pointed to after this game for Coach Pringle and company. 10-point game. Simpson needs a little bit of a miracle. They need to do it by getting some turnovers. Haley Villegas brings it across now for Embry Riddle, picked up by Gutierrez. Villegas to the right side. Malentino digs into the paint. She is fouled and will get to the line. Hey, Embry Riddle not wanting to take any time off the clock. They're going right back to the free throw line again. Malentino was just 1 of 2 a moment ago, 6 of 11 for the game. It's the fifth foul on Blanca Casamort. And the her fifth, Romelli will come back in. The junior out of Spain, done for tonight, possibly for the season. Malentino knocks down the first free throw.
Lead it by 11 again, 1:35 left to go. Again, you don't really
74-63, second one is good. 75-63. 12-point game, minute 30 to go here in the fourth. Simpson's going to have to score and score quickly. Campos, stutter step, steps back, left angle, triple on the way, got it. Second triple of the game for Campos. Now they got to get back on defense, get up on defense. They throw up the sideline. Knudsen races up the floor to Brown. Brown pump fake, foul from behind on Gutierrez, and that'll be her fifth. That'll do it for Estella Gutierrez, the one-year transfer. And that is the fifth, and she is done. And that might be it for Estella Gutierrez's one-year career at Simpson. She will finish as the game's leading scorer unless something drastic happens. Just above, over, had 16 in the third and had 28 points to finish with the contest. So that will send Cameron Brown to the free throw line in a 9-point game. Not out just yet, especially if Ember Riddle keeps taking quick shots. However, Simpson is fouling them on those, and they're getting to the line pretty easily. Brown, the first free throw is short off the front of the iron. Brown tonight, 8 points, 11 rebounds, 12 or 10 points, 10 rebounds, as the stats have just updated for me. Second one is good. Back to 10, 76-66. Allie Romelli will be running the point the rest of the way for Simpson. Romelli doubled. Romelli inside, looks inside to Smothers and is fouled. And we'll get to the free throw line. Coming up after this game, we'll talk about this one. And we will maybe touch a little bit on tomorrow night's game against, for the men's team in the semifinals, taking on Ember Riddle as well. Allie Romelli will shoot a pair, trying to cut it to 8. First one is good. Romelli tonight, 5 points, two rebounds, the CalPAC newcomer of the year this season. The junior has a year left in eligibility. Second free throw is also good. 76-68. Simpson now going to put on a press yet again. Feeds into Villegas. Villegas tries to go up the sideline, and Romelli will stay right on her. 1 minute to go. 8 point game. Villegas dribble handoff to Knutson on the right angle. Jabs left, goes right. Cut off out to Villegas. Letting the clock wind. Down to 10. Villegas. Villegas inside. Lob pass, turnover. Here comes Campos up the floor for Simpson. Campos behind the back of the dribble. She lost it. Turnover. And now Villegas can run out the clock. And now Simpson will foul. And that will pretty much do it. A steal that gave Simpson a chance, but Campos trying to do too much at midcourt. Turns it over. And Villegas will go to the line and try and ice this game, essentially. Trying to push it back to 10. First one is good. 77-68. 33.4 to go. Simpson is out of timeouts. Second one also good. 78-68. She'll come out. Rollins will come in. So an impressive 18-win season for Simpson. Going to come to a close tonight. Armstrong out to Campos. Stutter step at three-point range again for three. This is good. Oh, my goodness. Campos with her third triple. Feeds into Rollins, and they're going to foul her quickly. Maybe not out just yet. 78-71. Still a long way to go for Simpson to come back. So Rollins will shoot a pair. First free throw is good for Amber Rollins. She's 3 of 3 from the stripe tonight. On the stats, it shows she has 5 fouls. Obviously, it's not the case. Just with 4. Second one also good. 80-71. 24 seconds to go. Lob pass, Romelli. Romelli in three-point range. Back to Armstrong. Double teamed. Gets into the paint. Tough jumper on the way. Short. Rebound to Valentino. Nuts in now and is fouled. 12 seconds remaining, and that, in fact, will do it. So Simpson will finish the season. Derek Pringle's best season as their head coach with 18 wins, but it comes to a close here in the semifinals yet again. The first free throw is good. And 9-4 conference record, or 9-5 conference record, 18-11 before tonight, 18-12 after the loss. A pretty impressive season. Second free throw, no good. 81-71, 11 seconds to go. Romelli in three-point range, looking for Campos. Down to 5. Romelli spins 3 seconds, threw it away, and Rollins with a turnover, and that will do it. Amber Riddle will advance to the CalPAC Championships and will play Monday night either against Antelope Valley or against UC Merced, and the 2 and 3 seeds will play following this game. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about this one. As the Redhawks are eliminated from CalPAC contention, 81-71 and a 10-point loss. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on Simpson Sports Network.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
So the Red Hawks are eliminated from postseason play with the winner-go-home loss to Embry-Riddle, a 10-point loss. The Red Hawks, however, a very, very good season for Simpson after really struggling a year ago, an 18-12 year for Simpson, making the four seed in the CalPAC tournament, obviously losing to this very tough Embry-Riddle team, receiving votes in the national poll. Has only lost four games all season long, two of them in conference. Unfortunately, the Red Hawks will have to say goodbye to a number of seniors: Shayla Smothers, Olivia Edwards, Estella Gutierrez, and I'm missing one here. Mariah Mendez Oliver for the Red Hawks as we finish what was, like I mentioned, a close game. Simpson trailed by 15 in the first half. They cut it to 10 at the break and then tied it in the third. But Embry-Riddle in the fourth quarter was just too much, and Simpson only scored 9 points in that fourth quarter. Leading scorer tonight is Stella Gutierrez, 31 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. She fouled out. Madison Cox, another senior Simpson has to say goodbye to, also fouled out. Natalie Campos had 9 points off the bench. Alex Cooper, 4 points. Whitney Armstrong with 9. Casamore Villa with 4. Shayla Smothers with 4. And Allie Romelli with 4. Another good year for Coach Derek Pringle in his 11th year. However, Simpson will have to get geared up for next season. But tomorrow night, the men's team taking on this Embry-Riddle club in the 2-3 matchup in the conference at 7:30 here in Lancaster, California. I will be on the call for that semifinal contest as Simpson will look to play and advance to the CalPAC Championships on Tuesday. We thank you for joining us throughout tonight. Once again, the Red Hawks eliminated from the CalPAC Championships and fall to Embry-Riddle, the number one team in the conference, by 10, 75-65 here from Lancaster. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton saying so long. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 7:30 for the men's game. This has been Simpson Sports Network on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Cigar Dave will return to the mic. The Cigar Dave Show resumes in 5, 4, 3, 2. Surgeon General's warning. Listening to Cigar Dave talk about the FUDA will cause you anger, and you'll want to overthrow the career bureaucrats. Long live the Alpha.
Those of you that are members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, good news. Your February 2019 selection featuring the Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro has shipped. Drew Estate Master Blender Willie Herrera, who I've known for a long time, going back to the El Titan de Bronze days down in Little Havana, always been a big fan of the Brazilian Matafina tobacco. It just has a nice taste, a nice texture to it. It's mostly been used as a binder or accent filler at Drew Estate, but Willie flipped the script. He said, I'm going to make the Brazilian Matafina tobacco the star of the show. I'm going to make it the wrapper, and then what I'm going to do is surround that or have the wrapper surround a Connecticut broadleaf binder for some sweetness and some lush Nicaraguan fillers to produce a full-flavored, exquisite taste experience. It is a beautiful cigar, and those of you that are members of the Officers Club, they are coming your way. Medium to full-flavored cigar, but very, very smooth. Just a nice bit of sweetness between the Connecticut broadleaf and the Brazilian Matafina wrapper. Coming your way, three different sizes. If you are not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club every month, if you become a member, you get three fantastic cigars shipped in an Officers Club pouch directly to you. It's wonderful. There's no long-term commitments. If you like a variety of tastes, the Officers Club is perfect. If you only want mild-bodied or only medium-bodied or only Maduro cigars, don't become a member of the Officers Club. But if you want a nice variety, expand your palate, expand your taste horizons, go to CigarDave.com right now. Sign up, $22.95 per month. You will get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. We welcome back Glenn Loop, the Executive Director of the Cigar Rights of America. Glenn, let's talk about the federal regulation. This goes back to initially 2009 when the Family Smoking Prevention Act was signed into law by Barack Obama. And initially, it was only to go after cigarettes. But there was a provision in that act that down the road, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Health and Human Services, should they desire, could then expand this to cigars. They could deem cigars to be part of this act, and it didn't take very long. About 5 years later, Obama went right after it, and that's when it was signed into law, trying to remember the name of the secretary, Catherine Sebelius, signed that. Basically, tell us the whole process, how that worked, and how we got to where we are today.
Well, they originally threatened to regulate cigars almost 12 months after President Obama, signed the Tobacco Control Act. I mean, it didn't take long at all to start posting the threats, and that's what they were, threats. To regulate going back to 2010, 12 months after the act was signed. So that's when the proactive measures to engage Congress really began with Congressman Posey and Congresswoman Castor. And now over the course of the last 8 years, over 289 members of the House of Representatives have voiced support for that type of an exemption. But I'll never forget it. It was like 9 o'clock on a May morning in Indianapolis. We were doing the cigars and doing a consumer drive with the National Rifle Association in Indianapolis, and we woke up to the deeming rule being posted out. And I call it, Velcro politics. Throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. And they threw everything in the book at us. They went to great pains to, like I said earlier, to equate a great cigar with a pack of cigarettes and their obsession with nicotine. It was a disastrous moment because we thought there would be some type of mitigated approach to cigars at that time. Then the final rule came out, and they kept it intact. And that's just been the modus operandi for this agency from the beginning. You called it best in our last segment, you know, incremental prohibition. No, we're not going to ban your product, but we're going to make it so bloody difficult for you to produce it, too expensive for you to comply, that you're going to wish you were out of the business. That's their approach. That's the regulatory approach. And in that period of time, I think we've worked to get our message across as to why we should be treated differently. And we can chat about this, but the first gift, if you will, from the Trump administration was reopening a public comment purely on the question of premium handmade cigars. And that came about for one reason and one reason only. We worked with the Senate delegation that's supportive of our cause. And during Dr. Gottlieb's confirmation process, they worked to get that message across that if you get this job, something different has to be done for premium cigars. Reopening that comment and then us filing that comment on July 25th of last year, 529 pages of data on how we are different and unique from a health perspective, a youth access question, demographics, usage, was really the grandest opening volley gift that the Trump administration could have granted us.
And that was Marco Rubio. We played the audio where he was very, very vociferous and very vocal about exactly that cigars need to be on a different track, and Gottlieb understood that. And what's interesting is Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who is the head of the FDA, Commissioner of the FDA, on August 16, 2012, in the New York Post, he wrote an op-ed entitled BAM's Cigar Trouble, where he basically said that the deeming of cigars really was excessive, and that it's really enjoyed by adults. I mean, all the points that the industry makes, and he basically said that it's ridiculous.
He said there should be higher priorities.
Absolutely. And then Scott Gottlieb gets in, and to a degree, there wasn't too much movement. There was a little concern, correct?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I think that Mitch Zeller, head of the Center for Tobacco Products, is still driving this train to a large degree.
Is the Trump administration now is running – the administration is in charge. With the victor go the spoils. So you now have a Trump appointee as the Secretary of HHS, the Commissioner of the FDA. How is it that a bureaucrat, and it's kind of like the deep state, he's a deep state bureaucrat and a definite zealot, that's why I call him Mitch Zealot. How is it that this Mitch Zeller is allowed to drive the bus? I don't understand that.
Well, we're asking ourselves that same question. I mean, on the one hand, we're thankful that the public comment period was reopened on premium handmade cigars. We are also thankful, and this is really the second good positive piece of the puzzle from the Trump administration, is that just before the holidays, the president's unified regulatory agenda was issued, and it put cigar questions really on a long-term status. Well, that shows that they're not really in a hurry to clobber us with a lot of new rules or implementation of existing pieces of the regulatory process, but it still leaves that looming cloud over the industry's head, and that's what needs to go away. You've mentioned some of them, but really the most disastrous piece of this puzzle right now that affects the market of premium handmade cigars is that process of substantial equivalence and pre-market approval. It's ridiculous that the great manufacturers that support your show and support this industry, if they change the wrapper, the binder, or the filler on a cigar, that they would have to go through some excruciating and expensive federal approval process before they could ever put that all-natural product on the shelf. And that's got to go. If there's no chemical manipulation of the product, no intentional manipulation of nicotine, which, as you and I know, is an absolutely ridiculous, preposterous thought, it's all about flavor and enjoyment. If you get a unique tobacco afforded to you by some of our, you know, tobacco growing friends and say, listen, this tobacco has been sitting in our warehouse for 20 years. We think it would make a unique cigar. It's all natural. It's been aged. Let's make a great cigar out of it. No, the bureaucrats are saying you have to go through this excruciating federal approval process before you could ever put it onto the market. It could cost seven digits just to go through the process, much less the legal fees and the consulting fees and the testing fees and on down the line. Again, they're not banning it, but they're making it bloody difficult to ever put a new cigar on the shelf.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And not only if a manufacturer comes out with a cigar, a new blend, for example, if they have eight sizes, it affects every one of those eight sizes. And they don't even, my understanding, Glenn, and correct me if I'm wrong, there is not a method. The FDA now requires for cigarettes, and they want it for cigars, where every chemical within a cigarette or a cigar must be tested. So you have an ingredients list. Now, we know it's 100% cigar tobacco. That's it. But they now want it tested for various components and chemicals. My understanding is it doesn't even exist. This machinery and testing equipment doesn't exist for the cigar industry.
It doesn't. And we've got this looming deadline of November of this year before testing is supposed to be done on all these cigars. You nailed it when you said it's by SKU. It's by size. If a cigar comes in five different sizes, that's five different applications, which is absolutely absurd. That clearly needs to go away. The testing mandate needs to go away. The pre-market approval of new blends needs to go away. I read the requirements for the environmental impact statement that a cigar manufacturer would have to file, and you would think we're trying to license a new coal-fired power plant with the stuff that would be required to submit to the agency. So you think about much less the larger manufacturers that we're all familiar with, but think about those that are just a few blocks from your house. Those in Ybor City on 7th Avenue, you think about Yanko there at Tabacanero, right next door, Odelma, La Ferrana, I hope I pronounced it right. But two rollers, five rollers, seven rollers at any given time, making a blend a day, a blend a week. How would small entrepreneurs like that ever comply with this type of federal mandate? And that's our message to that Senator Rubio and Senator Scott and the rest of the Florida delegation need to carry to the Trump administration.
Well, the good news is that Senator Rubio has been very, very proactive. And there's been other senators as well that have been active. And this really is a bipartisan effort because there are Democrat and Republican members of the House and Senate that have signed on to this. And I know that this bill has been reintroduced in every single congressional session. Where does it stand now, Glenn? We've got the sponsors, but it doesn't seem to get that final oomph whereby the FDA cannot use any of their funds to regulate cigars.
Well, and first of all, before I answer that, I want to mention somebody like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's probably got three or four cigar shops in the entire state, who's become an amazing champion for this cause and really added a bipartisan element to Senator Rubio's messaging. But the heart of your question is very valid. This legislation has served as a mouthpiece, as a platform for communicating our message to the administration, both Obama and to the Trump administration. We've come dangerously close. After the first year of this, we hit the magic number of 221 working majority of the House of Representatives last year.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
They have no clue, and they're not really in tune, because to them, they go in, they get their favorite cigar, and that's it. But all of a sudden, if people say, hey, wait a minute, how come I can't get that cigar that I love? How come that cigar that used to cost me $7 now costs me $10? These are items that a consumer eventually, it'll catch up to them. So where does I know there's a lawsuit going on. Where exactly does that stand?
Well, the lawsuit was originally filed in 2016. We had our first hearing in December of 2017. And in May of 18, Judge Amit Mehta of D.C. Circuit Court issued a stay on the implementation of the warning label requirement on cigar boxes, which is one of the most absurd pieces of the regulatory puzzle. You look at the front of a carton of cigarettes, there is no warning label. Yet this requirement would put 30% on the top of those ornate artisan cigar boxes, 30% of the top, 20% of the front, 20% of the inside of a cigar box. So we were sitting there in federal court when this occurred. And frankly, the timing could not have been more perfect. The judge basically looked out and said, so let me get this right. You're going to reopen the comment period on these regulations, and you might change them, but yet we're supposed to force this industry to comply with millions of dollars worth of packaging changes requirements when you might change them. And that was a magical moment in our entire process. And subsequently, the judge issued a stay on the implementation of that piece of the rule. Subsequently, this week, there has been appeals filed to advance this stay. There's also going to be litigation that I don't want to chat about too much, but that will be filed regarding those testing requirements that are looming over the industry's head in November. So our litigation team is working feverishly to use the courts, to use the negotiations with the FDA and the Justice Department to mitigate the worst parts of this regulation. It's an expensive part of the process, but that stay alone saved this industry millions of dollars in packaging changes. But we need to institutionalize it. We need to make it permanent. We need to have the Trump administration get rid of that substantial equivalence and pre-market approval requirement. We need to have the Trump administration modify this approach to the warning labels. We need to have the Trump administration get rid of these absurd testing requirements. And that's part of the messaging now to specific parts of the administration that is really the obsession, coupled with using Congress to serve as our mouthpiece for those agenda items.
And that substantial equivalent requirement, let me explain that very quickly to our alphas that are listening and connoisseurs. That means that a cigar manufacturer, if they come up with a new blend, has to be able to prove that the blend is similar in every way, shape, or form to an existing blend. Well, good luck with that. Everything, there's nuances and changes. Essentially, that would eradicate any new cigar blends coming out. So if some sort of new cigar wrapper, a hybrid wrapper, was created, manufacturers would not be allowed to use that. It is absurd. That's like telling a vineyard, a winery, any of your new wines have to be exactly like your old wines. You can't create a new blend, even if it is the same grape, but grown in a different farm with different climate. You could not release that to the market, and it is absurd. We will wrap it up, the final concluding segment, with Glenn Loop, Executive Director of the Cigar Rights of America, and this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro. This cigar from Drew Estate has a floral and earthy Brazilian Matafina Maduro wrapper that surrounds a sweet Connecticut broadleaf binder and lush Nicaraguan fillers that together produce a full-flavored, exquisite experience. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar,
like I do, in the morning. I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at rockypatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure, talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, our guest in the waning moments of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Glenn, we talked about the federal regulations. There's about 13 states right now that have some sort of state taxation or regulation. We talked about Hawaii. They want to raise the tobacco purchasing age eventually to 100. But let's talk about some of the other states very quickly, the key states.
Very quickly, Arizona, which has a huge concentration of retail tobacconists, has a Senate bill that would bring about a public referendum that would increase the tax on cigars by 43%. Colorado, a ban on smoking in cigar shops, as well as a piece of legislation that would give local governments greater control than the state over tobacco ordinances. Connecticut, a positive bill that would expand the number of cigar bar licenses available in the state. negative bill that's always introduced in Florida, but you never know when it's going to get any political traction, is the proposed ban on beach smoking, or allow local governments to regulate that. A positive bill in Hawaii that would bring about a 50-cent tax cap, and that similar bill has been introduced in the state of Nebraska. There's a tax increase proposal in Iowa. There's a proposal that would allow cigar shops in Maine to serve alcohol, which always is a good thing. As well as a bill, and you'll love the bill, it might be a reason to go to North Dakota, a bill to allow for cigar bars in North Dakota. I would go out to North Dakota for a cigar bar if they opened one.
I like that. Real quickly, Glenn, in 15 seconds, cigarrights.org, how much does it cost to join?
$25, new rate, $25. Cigar Dave, we can't thank you enough for your support. And all this legislation is on our website. The petitions make it easy. Put in your name and zip code, and we take care of the rest.
We've got a link at CigarDave.com. You should all join. Fight for your rights to enjoy cigars. Glenn Loop, Executive Director, CRA. We appreciate you joining us. Cigar Dave, the General, say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. And screw the enemies of pleasure. And screw...
This is Terry Oxley, Pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Of the president's actions. We say that not in a partisan way. We not say it in any political way. We say it in a patriotic way here in President's Week. This is about the oath we take to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Not acceptable, says the president.
Will I veto it? 100%. 100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto, but I will veto it, yes.
All three people aboard a Boeing 767 cargo jetliner that was heading from Miami to Houston are dead after the jet crashed into the Trinity Bay east of the city. Atlas Air Flight 3591, operating for Amazon Prime Air, crashed about 30 miles southeast of the runway for the George W. Bush Intercontinental Airport. Opposition leader Juan Guaido sending off or tried to send off humanitarian convoy of trucks from Colombia toward Venezuela.
Guaido says that he's standing among tons of supplies, but Maduro's government favors blocking it from entering peacefully into Venezuela, where it could save lives. Guaido spoke from the border town of Cucuta, Colombia, where the U.S. aid has been stored. Maduro has closed the country's borders, and National Guard soldiers have clashed with protesters. Guaido, 1 month ago, declared presidential powers, vowing to end what he calls the tyranny of President Maduro. A defiant Maduro denies a humanitarian crisis exists and says Guaido's effort to bring aid into the country is part of a U.S.-led coup. I'm Zaria Shakili.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Once again, Sudan's president is cracking down.
Omar al-Bashir, facing deadly protests, declared a state of emergency for a year, disbanded the federal government, and replaced all state governors with senior army officers. Al-Bashir, who seized power in a 1989 coup, also said he will postpone pushing for constitutional amendments that would allow him to seek a third term in office. Facing genocide charges, al-Bashir's rule has been rocked by civil wars and increasing street demonstrations. A heavy security crackdown has left scores of protesters dead. At least 57 people have been killed since December. Keith Peters reporting.
Iceland's whaling industry will be allowed to keep hunting whales at least for another 5 years. The Nordic nation's government said the five-year whaling policy was up for renewal when the fisheries ministry announced this week the annual quota of 209 fin whales and 217 minke whales for the next 5 years. Breaking news and analysis, settownhall.com. A rather novel place where cameras can start watching you, 30,000 feet up.
Newer seatback entertainment systems on some airplanes operated by American Airlines and Singapore Airlines have cameras, and it's likely they are also on planes used by other carriers. American and Singapore both said Friday that they have never activated the cameras and have no plans to use them. However, companies that make the entertainment systems are installing cameras to offer future options, such as seat-to-seat video conferencing. The airline stressed that they didn't add the cameras. Manufacturers embedded them in the entertainment systems. Patrick Foss reporting.
Baseball implemented a pitch clock in Major League spring training games for the first time today in an effort to hurry up both pitchers and hitters, and to keep the modern fan from turning out the two increasingly lengthy games, but several of the games still surpass the three-hour limit. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being with us all throughout this week. And what a week it's been. A lot to cover, a lot of perspectives, and we'll continue to do that. Admiral James Stavridis will be with us. You know the Admiral and everything that he's accomplished. He's the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, currently a member of the Carlisle Group. We'll get him to weigh in on all the breaking news internationally. And Pete Hegseth, just back from Israel for Fox Nation and other things, Fox and Friends Weekend. He'll be with us shortly, too. And we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. So let's start.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
In President Trump's decision to kind of single out Maduro and say, we will not stand for this, he's not talking just about Venezuela. He's talking about a regional instability.
No doubt about it. That was Mary O'Grady, one of the experts from the Wall Street Journal on Venezuela, and it is D-Day. International pressure. President Trump's pressure policy on Venezuela comes to a head in the next 24 hours. Will it result in a new America-friendly leader in that nation? We will see. Plus, a Super Summit 2 is set to take place next week. Chairman Kim and President Trump in Vietnam. What progress has already been made? You'll be surprised to find out there's been a lot.
Number two.
Mueller does what he's going to do. And the other thing that we've learned is he's not going to tell us. And it's very much a guessing game.
Wow. The Mueller report is due next week, the week after. What can we expect? And what can we expect next after it drops?
Number one.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked.
Get this. He was getting between $65,000 and $135,000 an episode. He wasn't happy with that. Shameless Smollett. After his story of being attacked because he was black, gay, and anti-Trump blows up in his face, Jussie goes from jail to the Empire set and gets back to work. And he's even there today without admitting the hoax is all on him. He committed a hate crime on himself. Right now, he's not even looking at much prison unless he used the mail to write himself a threatening letter to try to get attention. Well, that didn't work. He actually staged this hoax. If you saw how it went down yesterday, we played you some of the clips because the presser was going on while we were on the air. I will play some more, but it's amazing to me how shameless this guy is. I mean, he must be beyond a sociopath. How do you possibly face the public or face your friends or face your enemies and say that whole thing that we made up, I went on Good Morning America and cried about, was all a fake? And it was. Eddie Johnson, the Chicago superintendent of police. Cut one.
Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language. When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked.
And then he hired two people to do it. He wrote a check to them, and they talked to these two brothers. They would talk for 47 hours under scrutiny. It was the last hour they told the whole entire story and proved that confessing was actually 100% correct. Risa Lanier is an assistant state attorney. Here she is. Cut seven.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country." Prior to the brothers getting out of Smollett's car, Smollett provided Abel with a $100 bill to purchase the rope, gasoline, ski mask, gloves, and the red baseball caps, which resemble the ones that say, "Make America Great Again."
You believe this? So you would think this guy had trouble even showing his face, but instead he gets bailed out and goes right to the set and says, "I'm 100% telling the truth. I swear to God I am telling the truth." Al Sharpton, who did the same thing with Tarana Baroli, was asked about this yesterday. Cut nine.
Whoever is wrong should pay the maximum. If Smollett is wrong, he ought to face accountability to the max. If it turns out another way, it ought to be that way. I think that what we have learned is that we have got to always look at these situations.
I don't even know what that means. Everyone that believes in these presidential candidates that weighed in on it, don't they get it? They weighed in on it as they knew it. And now that they were asked to retract, go up to the camera and retract it. It's not you. You believe the guy. Did you learn anything from President Trump when he ran for office? President Trump never shied away from a camera. And as president, he doesn't shy away from a camera. A lot of times he gets himself in trouble because he answers these questions in the Oval Office, at live events, after making, emergency actions. He'll take questions. These candidates, like Kamala Harris, walk away from the cameras. They have nothing to say. Cory Booker, I have nothing to say. What do you mean you have nothing to say? This is your moment to show how you act in a crisis. Say, I believe the guy, but man, the damage he's done in the black community to others that might come forward with hate crimes is beyond reproach, and I cannot believe I fell for it. I won't be doing that again. Call it welcome to the human race. And then it's no big deal. And then Harris weighs in. But all these other candidates disappeared on this, but they were quick to tweet on that. I really want to touch on Mueller before I get to Admiral Stavridis and talk about what's going on internationally. It looks like this. I talked to somebody in the legal team with the president yesterday, and they do not believe Mueller's report is coming out next week. They think they'll wait for him to get back from North Korea. He said, but you never know. They just think he's going to wait. So the question is, what is it going to be like? What is it going to include? My sense is, whatever happens, Devin Nunes is going to say it's not good enough, and he's going to launch into some probe, and he's going to parry from going into the political aspect and what's going on with WikiLeaks and just talk about the president's business in Russia or in Eastern Europe or elsewhere. Mike Allen, who's with Axios, one of the founders, Cut 26.
So we've been talking to people inside the White House. They say that any day now the Mueller report could be coming. They say that it's imminent. They don't know exactly what that means. But here's the funny thing. The White House is looking at the same clues that we are. Inside the White House, they say that they have not talked to the Mueller team in a substantive way in weeks. So they're looking at a grand jury that has gone fallow, that's now inactive. They're looking at Mueller team members going back to their day jobs, their previous high-powered legal jobs. And they're drawing the conclusion, it looks like this is winding down.
Mike Allen, Axios, been all over it. And that's just it. I don't see people being that worried. I mean, one thing about this White House, they're used to being in emergency mode, right? 1-866-408-7669. I would love John James to get that job, by the way, as next UN ambassador. They're also interviewing him, and I do hope they leave Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Just leave him. You don't need any more turmoil. I think he has a lot of respect on the Hill, and I think that certainly will help. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take calls with Pete. Welcome in the Admiral next. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Dobie. Dobie.
The many loves of Dobie Gillis first appeared in a novel by Max Schulman, who also made it into a film and then later to TV. The show starred Dwayne Hickman as Dobie, and Bob Gilligan Denver played his allergic friend, Maynard G. Krebs. The show aired from 1959 to 1963.
Dobie, wants a gal to call his own.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Hey.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Venezuela is a corrupt narco state. Okay, so there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of repression, and those are terrible things for the Venezuelan people. But it doesn't operate in a vacuum. It's a corrupt narco state that is operating with drug trafficking terrorists from Colombia. This affects the whole region. Cuba is trying to push out its ideology in the region. Cuba is also a big part of this problem. So in President Trump's decision to kind of single out Maduro and say, we will not stand for this, he's not talking just about Venezuela. He's talking about a regional instability.
Wow. So is he talking big picture led by John Bolton? Let's ask a guy who always thinks big picture, Admiral James Stavridis, the 16th Supreme Allied Commander at NATO, author of Sea Power, the History of Geopolitics and the World's Oceans. Admiral, is she right? Is this is really a consequential move the president and his team put themselves under over the last 3 weeks? They put their hand on the till and they said Guaido is the rightful leader until free and fair elections can be held.
I think the administration is making all the right moves here, Brian, and I agree this is not just a tactical challenge. It's a big tactical challenge, of course, with 3.5 million refugees bleeding out of that country, 10% of the population gone, the oil reserves. This is an important element in the region, but it's also strategic as we look at Cuba, as we look at Nicaragua, which is under a dictator essentially, as we look at other nations, Bolivia. These are the final elements in shifting Latin America and the Caribbean back fully into the Democratic column. The administration is right to go after Maduro.
Right, we do. And, you know, the thing is, there's Russian influence there. There's Chinese influence there. There's Cuban influence there. And with free and fair elections, you got to think the people of Venezuela would like more autonomy in their lives. This weekend, I understand, is a big weekend. This is where we're trying to put aid into the areas in which they need it most. Guaido's going to be pushing forward. Do you think Maduro's the type of guy who will open up fire on unarmed aid vehicles?
I do not. Not because he's a humanitarian. I think he's a coward. And at the end of the day, I think he will fold. And the key here, Brian, is that we do this with our Colombian partners. That's why Vice President Pence is in Colombia today making a speech. We do it with our Brazilian partners now under the leadership of Bolsonaro, who leans more in the democratic direction. We've got a set of coalition partners who can help us do this so we don't have to put an American face on an intervention.
Admiral, we do have some news. According to the New York Times, the former intel chief, Hugo Carajal, 58 years old, a congressman in the Governor's Socialist Party, has left the Maduro government, and he's urging the military to break with the president ahead of the showdown on Saturday. So I know they got a million generals, but this former intel chief in Venezuela leaving, they say, is one of the most prominent figures to date.
Absolutely true. I met him when I was commander of U.S. Southern Command, in charge of all military operations south of the United States. I think he will be in the vanguard of those leaving this corrupt administration. We need to be smart about how we play this. We need to offer asylum. Guaido is doing that. We need to make sure that those who depart now can not be placed in jail and put under very harsh consequences. So I think this is the leading indicator, Brian, of this Maduro regime starting to crack.
So of all places, I know the President of the United States got a million things going on, and there is some reports the Mueller report could drop before he leaves. I imagine they wouldn't do it while he's in Vietnam meeting with the North Korean leader. But I was surprised to see the Washington Post today get into detail, talk about the progress that has been made since these two leaders last met. They talk about on the diplomatic front, of course, with China it's better, with South Korea is much better, and with the U.S. To a degree is better. They say we should get rid of the term denuclearization. They should talk more incremental. They said there's been some trade-offs. They say North Korea has slowed its weaponization, designing and building and testing and delivery systems development, and limiting the sophistication and reach of its arsenal. Have you heard about incremental steps that are not propaganda but are legitimate?
I think there are mixed views in the intelligence community on this, Brian, but here's the macro picture. From fire and fury 15 months ago, we are in a dialogue. I think we can land this thing diplomatically. I agree that the idea of immediate, verifiable denuclearization is a chimera. It's not going to happen. So what we need is a timeline, step one, that to me would say Kim is serious, is a list of his nuclear arsenal and the location. We've got to see that. I think the president has to maneuver Kim to put that in front of the global community pretty quickly after this next summit. That's the indicator to watch. But overall, I am happy to see us continuing the diplomacy here. And let's face it, the Washington Post has been very critical of the president.
Yep.
To say the least. So this is a good thing and gives the president a little bit of a tailwind going into his negotiations.
So I just want to lock in a little bit more. They get into detail. They said they should probably lock in ask the North Koreans to lock in and end their missile tests and press for an end to production of bomb fuel. That's plutonium, highly enriched uranium, and tritium. That would be mostly accomplished by dismantling one nuclear complex, the Yongbyon nuclear complex. I don't know how to say it, but they know where it is, and putting the U.S. and international inspectors on the ground there. So they say that wouldn't be a monumental step, but it would be, they think, a possibly acceptable step.
I agree it would not be monumental. I think it's possible, but it's going to require some sanctions relief. And, I mean, this really does get into the art of the deal. And I think that the key is going to be laying out a chart that says, okay, this month we'll take the nuclear fuel components out of Yongbyon. Next month we will take all ground transportation vehicles and move them. And then on the other column, next to each of those steps, which we want are the steps that Kim wants. We'll take sanctions off of fuel. The next month we'll take sanctions off of semiconductor chips. So you can lay out a process. I think it's a 2 to 3 year process. But the key is getting started. The key is an inventory of his devices. And then we can go after those interim steps that you and I just talked about.
What's the downside of bringing the Korean War to an end?
I don't see a downside. There are some who say we ought to hold that one back. I think that's a chip we ought to be willing to put on the table early on in the conversation. And the end of the day doesn't cost us anything. What we need is a list of his nukes, and we need a stepladder approach, time versus actions. If we can kickstart that by declaring an end to the war, let's do it.
Lastly, the president has decided to put 200 members of our military, leave 200 instead of 2,000 on the ground in Syria. Senator Lindsey Graham feels good about that. Do you?
I feel 100% good about that. And I was with Senator Graham at the Munich Security Conference last weekend, Brian. As you know, this is kind of the Davos of security, brings 400 key leaders from around the world together. Senator Graham forcefully made the case for leaving some number of troops there. I think that message has landed in the White House. 200 is too few in my view, but you can build on that, and I think that it is smart policy by the president to reverse course on this one, and
yeah.
I commend him for doing so.
He talks to the Turkish leader today. He better not reverse course again. I think they're speaking later today. Admiral, 5G. Why should people care about 5G and this company called Huawei?
Huawei is the global purveyor of 5G. 5G is the next huge development in how fast you can download information. To put it in the simplest terms, Brian, it means when you hit a button, you don't wait a second. Everything appears instantly. That also means that in a warfighting context, all of that global positioning data is instantaneous. We, the United States and our Western allies, cannot allow Huawei to build that 5G network globally, because they will build backdoors into it that China will take advantage of. When I talk to my generals and admirals who have to face the prospect of combat against China, we cannot fight in a 5G world that's been built by Huawei.
And he gets it, because he just tweeted out, I want 5G and even 6G technology in the U.S. as soon as possible. It's far more powerful, faster, and smarter than the current standard. So he is all over that, as long with his Space Force and different forward-thinking things. Thanks a lot, Admiral.
Always great, Brian. Talk to you next week.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour. here on locally owned KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I've been in every back alley in every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A wonderful dad from Cincinnati, Ohio, makes the Dean's List for building a snow fort for all of his children to play in. Gregory Eichhorn and his wife are the proud parents of 9 kids, all of whom are adopted and or have special needs. So when their home was blanketed in snow, Greg built a massive igloo for his kids to play in. Not only that, he added a little nook at the base of the tower so that his 2 kids in wheelchairs could join in on the fun.
We just really want to be super inclusive and want them to have the good parts of our childhood that we had as well.
A friend of the family posted photos of the snow fort to social media, and the sweet pictures have generated thousands of comments praising the dad for his simple labor of love. They also hope their parenting will inspire other families to adopt special needs children.
Our adopted children make our lives better, and we want other people to consider that for their lives because there's a huge need for that.
Thank you, Eichhorn family, for sharing your story. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But there is a silver lining. When this started out, it was a story about people who hated Jussie Smollett because he was black and gay. But now, people hate him because he's an In other words, they're judging him on the content of his character and not the color of his skin. And that, my friends, is progress.
Trevor Noah trying to make the best of a sick situation in Chicago where Jussie Smollett's been exposed as a total huckster. And, you know, he claimed anti-gay, anti-black, because he's an anti-Trumper, he was targeted and beat up. Well, it turns out he punched himself. It turns out he hired the guys to pretend to beat him up. He hired the guy. He even bought the bleach that was poured on him. And he was even bought the gloves and bought the masks of the 2 guys to do it, and then wrote the check for the 2 guys to attack him, and they were friends.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth is here. Pete does Fox Friends Weekend, fresh off Fox Nation trip over to Israel. But this is, in the beginning of the story, I'm like, when's this going to end? You know, are we ever going to get to the bottom of this? Man, did we ever get to the bottom
of
this?
Boy, that went quick. You know what? I think it's because Jesse probably didn't think he would be scrutinized the way that he was. I mean, a largely uncritical press is going to fawningly want to believe that story. Presidential candidates are tweeting about it right away, modern-day lynching. He's probably thinking, they're never going to find these guys. The police will do a cursory check. Everyone will believe me because I'm so passionate about it, and I'll get away with it. So he was lazy about it. To write a personal check to these guys and you know, not thinking they would ever be asked about it, it's just a sad state of our nation that there's a desire to characterize Trump supporters
right.
One way.
Now, I know you don't like Tucker Carlson, but would you put your hatred of Tucker aside for
a
second?
I'll try.
I'm kidding. But this is Tucker Carlson last night. He does a lot of mini monologues now, mm-hmm. which you might want to do on Fox and Friends.
Not allowed.
Right? No monologues.
No.
Is that true?
Well, do you do monologues?
No, but I didn't know I wasn't allowed to. I just thought I was being lazy.
We should both ask.
All right. You know, one thing. When you are asked on the talking point, when Ed's finally done droning on about whatever, you just look into that camera and you take it over.
Should we do that? I'll do that. This weekend. Look for it.
All right. Look. Okay, good. Here is Tucker Carlson last night. Cut 18.
Smollett pretended to be a victim because we reward victims. We've decided that it's more heroic to suffer than it is to achieve. That's the message of our culture, our politics, our workplaces. Jussie Smollett was simply doing his best to get ahead according to the rules that others made. And in fact, had his hoax succeeded, there is no doubt Smollett would have been richly rewarded for it. He'd probably get a significant bump in pay and an extended segment on Colbert. He would have been a hero. So Jussie Smollett was not crazy. He knew exactly what he was doing. Faking a hate crime was an entrepreneurial move. In modern America, victimhood is power. That's why so many powerful people claim it. That's why Elizabeth Warren pretended to be an American Indian.
So well said. I mean, I think the other flip side of this is, you know, Jesse Smollett is wondering. Here we are 2 years into a Trump presidency, right? And the way the left and everyone frames this president is that he's a racist and everyone around him is racist. And so they've created this hyper-racial environment.
They want to make him unelectable, and one way.
They're trying to. But how about Jesse Smollett going, wait, I haven't been attacked. I haven't been. So if I don't feel what I'm telling, the characterization I've created of Trump supporters, so I'm going to do it myself. It's an amazing manifestation of identity politics. It's scary.
It is. But the way he's such an idiot. Evidently, they walked into his apartment. They found the Nigerian brothers in the apartment. They had cut out letters to make up that ransom note threatening note that went to his set. That didn't fly, that had the powder in it, which was crushed aspirin. It was supposed to be a death threat on him because he was gay and black, right?
He's an actor. I mean, why do we assume that actors are smart?
No, I shouldn't.
We shouldn't.
Right.
I mean,
but then to cut out these letters, to leave those letters out there, to write a check and to do that, to have the two brothers out there, give them $3,000, and then they finally confessed. You would think this guy would have some type of shame, but instead, he walked right in to work, apologized for putting Empire people through it, but says, I swear to God, I am innocent.
That's the part I don't understand. So if they've got all this hard evidence that they're going to put in front of a jury, and they're charging him for the Chicago Police Department to make the stark reversal that they did. And then that press conference, Brian, which you saw, I saw, which was a powerful portrayal of why stuff like this is so terrible for police departments and why it's such a terrible thing that he did, especially on a hate crime. And then to come out and say, I still didn't do it, he's going to get his day in court, but I think he's going to be exposed as a liar.
According to TMZ, he said this, I wanted to say I'm sorry. You know me. I would never do this to any of you. You are my family. I swear to God, I did not do this.
I think the era of shame is largely gone. I mean, it's one thing to deny something there's no evidence of. It's another thing to deny it when you're about to face a trial. We will all learn the truth eventually. He will get his day in court. Right now, he's lost the court of public opinion. He will get his day in court, and we'll see.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
Brian, it's because race has become a more powerful lens through which people see themselves than the content of character, than the values of our country. We have now racial and gender studies departments, entire majors where people can just focus on that aspect of life as opposed to a broader liberal arts education. And again, that's not to whitewash our past. We understand America has had a sinful past, especially on issues of race. But we can either move past it, as Martin Luther King wants us to, or we can focus on it even more, and which has the unintended consequence of making it worse. You know, you just mentioned I got back from Israel. Wonderful people there, wonderful country, but we're dealing with phrases like Palestinian and Arab and Jew and Israeli and Christian. There's a lot of identity politics there that prevent people from finding a solution to things, as opposed to America, which has traditionally been a melting pot of values, where you're an American, but you're also a Christian, or you're also this, or you're also so that, and we're starting to redivide ourselves, which is what's so terrible about it.
Yeah, I think so, too. And lastly on this, I look at his defense, and it should be, I got to get as minimum as possible in jail. Right, because I file false, a false police report. Whatever you did in terms of paying back, they should have restitution for all the police man hours. And then, of course, you got the federal crime because if you use the mail to write a threatening letter to yourself in order to get more attention. Having said that, he's got two types of defense. And I thought I'd share with you. I cannot believe it, but I think we're getting indications he is going to take the latter. There is one that I thought he was going to do, and that is to apologize. But you have Joey Jackson, who used to be with us, now he's at another network, say this, cut 15.
Sometimes the defense, there's two things you can really do. The first thing is to do a mea culpa, to come out, to go to the people who have embraced him so well, who love him, who support him, and say, you know what, this just was not so. It not only works from a public relations perspective, in my view, it could work from a court of law, right? The court likes contrition, it likes remorse, it likes people when they own up to things. But it seems as though, to this point, the other defense is a scorched earth defense. And that scorched earth defense could get him in trouble.
Who's he scorching?
I guess he's going to look into the background of the police. Are they being biased against him? Is this politics?
It's Chicago.
I know.
The absurdity of the politics of the police. I don't know what. I mean, the only thing I guess.
Mark Gergos is there. You know who he's defending, the worst of the worst. Certainly he's judging out the worst of the worst.
He could say I paid them for something else, but then they actually did beat me up because they had a hidden animus against me or something. I can't conceive if they've got that evidence what he'll do. Right. I don't know. It's unfortunate.
Lastly, here's Alan Dershowitz, a brilliant defense attorney. Cut 11.
Well, his defense is that nobody ever gets prosecuted for making false reports. Tawana Brawley, remember back in the day, the people who defended her and created her fraud. Went free and went on to political and media careers. There are many, many other instances of people who make false reports, and they're never prosecuted.
Well, that's unfortunate, too.
Yeah, that's not a defense.
Well, that's part of, you know, you've seen that in the Mueller case. A lot of people saying, well, lying to Congress is usually something that is not enforced and people are not thrown in jail for. Some cases are different, and sometimes the law gets enforced and sometimes it doesn't. But they should throw the book at this guy. They shouldn't be lenient, and especially because of the racial aspect to it.
All right. So, Pete, we don't think that the Mueller probe would drop on Wednesday because the president would be en route to Vietnam. But what if it dropped before Wednesday? That's the question we're going to explore because there is some things, some reports that everyone's gone back to their old jobs. The grand jury has not been sequestered in a couple of weeks. The special prosecutor's office might be empty. Maybe they're done.
Hmm.
So we'll see and speculate what could be happening from here because it is flat-out speculation. Pete Hegseth's going to stick around for one more block, and then he's going to talk about his many monologues. He's got 8 hours of monologues coming
in this
direction. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Is
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code Why Not. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Why Not. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Talk. A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The Galaxy Fold looks like a regular smartphone, but then opens to reveal a 7.3-inch display.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I am excited about this. Yeah, because you realize now we can finally be dramatic when we're hanging up on people. Yeah? Be like, oh yeah, go to hell! Bam! That's how it used to be with landlines. You kids don't remember, but that was the greatest thing about old phones. You remember that? You remember that? You end a call with somebody and you could shit on them and be like, screw you! Bang! Bang, bang, bang! The person could feel it in their ear. Ah!
So you get that. Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. We are able to run some humor on late night. It's not necessarily everything.
It's nice that there is some, including the flip phone. You know, you should be able to slam that flip phone tight, too, if you're done with somebody. Not anymore.
Right. So Pete Hegseth this year getting set for Fox and Friends weekend. Can you promo anything?
I did invite you on the weekend today on the show.
Right.
So potentially Brian Kilmeade, although maybe not this weekend. What can I preview? No, not a whole lot. We've got a lot. Hey, with this Mueller stuff, if it really does drop early, this is going to be the biggest, could be the biggest story of the year, either what is in it or what is not in it. So, I mean, it's been interesting. News often, it's counterintuitive with the way things usually are, but a lot of news drops on Fridays these days, and a lot of news drops right before the president goes overseas. It's happened multiple times. They try to drop bad news, and it splits the news cycle and distracts away from the foreign trip.
Well, isn't that part of the reason why Michael Cohen is going Wednesday?
Yes.
Right? Because the president's going to be en route to Vietnam?
But it's worse. So, of course, you respect that of Democrats. It's almost worse that all the news media outlets do the exact same thing. So there'll be something popping into the weekend or early next week.
All right. So here is Joe Lockhart. You know, the Mueller, like I just said, there's indications that it could happen before he leaves. Cut 25. Joe Lockhart used to be spokesperson for Bill Clinton. And as you remember, Bill Clinton got impeached. So he knows exactly what's going on here. But his hatred of President Trump colors all his thinking. Cut 25.
And it's very different than the last time an independent counsel delivered their report. That was delivered to Congress and made public. The Attorney General could sit on this for a month. He has all the leeway he needs to time it when he wants to time it.
I agree.
So I expect there to be a flurry of discussion, but it won't be informed by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, hadn't the whole thing been a flurry of discussion that's isn't informed by a lot? And there will be pressure on the Attorney General, of course, to release as much as possible. And I think he should. After all this, if our nation is going to move past this, the more information that can get out, good, bad, or otherwise, the better.
Right. So Rosenstein gone, the deputy in, the new AG in, the president's assembled his team. He's got a new chief of staff. So you got to think if they're ever going to be ready, now it's going to be the time they're ready. Although now there's rumors of Dan Coats maybe on the president's ban list. So here's Mike Allen of Axios, cut 28.
We don't really know what wrapping it up means, Garrett Graff. He's put out 7 scenarios for what wrapping up could look like. It could be a big 9/11 style report, the novelistic report, the star type report that I think a lot of people are picturing when they hear Mueller report. It could be something in between. It could be a little bit of a bibliography or a sort of guide for the House investigators who are now taking it up. Could it be a little bit of a checklist of what could constitute high crimes and misdemeanors? It could be as little as a letter to the Attorney General, Bill Barr, saying, we're done. And then the question is, what exactly will be made public of that? Really mixed signals about what the law is, what the regulations are, what the precedent is. Huge pressure on the new Attorney General, Bill Barr. This will be the biggest decision of his career. What do you do with whatever Mueller gives him?
And he's going to say, why did I want this job again? but he's already answered this question about what he's going to do. He's going to decide what's going to out. It's going to be his decision.
Yeah, and the president has reinforced that. That's his decision. Thing is, it doesn't stop at Mueller. It will be with a new team and Mueller's report submitted, you have a chance to turn the corner and make sure the conversation is about meaningful things going into 2020. But the Democrats are going to do everything they can to prevent that. You see the House committees doing even more less evidence equals more investigations. You see the horse and pony show that will be Michael Cohen this week, as you mentioned. And then don't forget about the Southern District of New York that's looking into business dealings. That could actually be as much a liability or more for Trump orbit than the nonsense of the Russian collusion narrative that Mueller's been chasing.
Pete, this is a scenario I think is more than likely. I think they come out, and most of the connections that we've been roughly outlined, we heard about, read in various books, from Greg Jarrett's book to Michael Isikoff's book, to about what happened with the Russians. And then they're going to focus, Devin Nunes, on take some leads here, and they're going to focus on how his business relates to Russia and not about how his political campaign relates to Russia. And that's what it's going to be about. And they're going to try to find the things in the Southern District of New York investigation and try to muddy the waters. And that and I think they're going to get themselves in trouble because the average American goes, wait a second. He was a businessman doing multiple deals. He wasn't even thinking about running for president. You're going back in time looking at things that may construe when we already know that the president in the 80s was interested in Russia.
Yep.
In the 1996 and 2006. And now we find out lately, he should have been honest about it, more candid earlier, as late as 2015.
Yeah, I think the Democrats, once Mueller issues his report, and it depends on what it says, and the media is going to spin it negatively no matter what, somebody in the House is going to introduce impeachment hearings regardless. I really do believe that. The Democrats can't resist that. But if Mueller issues the report and all the dust gets kicked up for a couple of weeks or a month or so, which I think it will last that long, whatever comes of it, especially if there's any substance, if there ultimately the court of public opinion decides it's time to move on, but the Democrats won't, that's when they overplay and overreach, and presidential candidates, a few of them will probably latch onto it to try to differentiate themselves, and I do think that it's bad for the country, but it also could be bad politics for them.
Quick thing on the Democratic field as it looks right now, Ari Fleischer summed it up last night, Cut 40.
The definition of a moderate Democrat now is somebody who just says, I'm not for Medicare for all. I won't abolish private health insurance. You know, this is the bold moderate of the new Democratic Party. No, it's a race to the left. And it's one of the things that could create a center that Donald Trump can take advantage of.
That's who we've seen. Outside Amy Klobuchar, she is the one who's closest to a moderate. Bernie Sanders.
She's such a fake moderate, though. Being from Minnesota, I mean, talks like a moderate.
Listen, I don't buy it. I watched that thing in the snow the other day. It was a travesty. but is there anybody out there that you think has impressed you early on the left?
No. I mean, the one they want to hold up is Kamala Harris because she checks all the boxes they want. Gender, race component, aggressive against Trump, you know, middle-aged woman, all of those things are things, but she's had a terrible, she's done a terrible job dealing with things like the Smollett stuff, other stuff. She just hasn't handled a lot of that stuff well. No one's impressed me. It's a total race to the left. Biden will be an interesting person to watch. Does he decide to go left or does he stay a conventional liberal?
But, and does he just trip over his own tongue over and over again, which has been the story?
Yes.
Hey, listen, Pete, we're going to watch you for 8 hours over the weekend.
Cool.
And I hope you can slide in a monologue.
I'm going to try.
Just don't relinquish the camera and blow up the pillow commercial and you'll be fine. Keep listening to Brian
Kilmeade.
Good
advice. You heard it.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 79.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Boeing 767 cargo jetliner heading from Miami to Houston with three people aboard disintegrated, crashed Saturday into the bay east of Houston. Witnesses say the twin-engine plane went in nose first, leaving a debris field three-quarters of a mile long in Trinity Bay. The cargo plane made a steep descent descent shortly before 12:45 from about 6,500 feet down to 3,000 feet in just about 30 seconds, according to tracking data from FlightAware.com. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she hopes some in the press have learned their lesson after jumping the gun on recent stories designed to make President Trump and his supporters look bad.
I certainly hope it doesn't get worse. Look, I think they've seen some of the repercussions of trying to come out and attack the president without a lot of information.
Speaking with Sebastian Gorka in his America First program on the Salem Radio Network this week, Sanders says media coverage of the so-called Covington kids and the Jussie Smollett case are good examples. The Trump administration expects new rules for women seeking abortions set up this week will, get it, be challenged in court. The rules bar taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from making abortion referrals. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says Planned Parenthood's lying when it says it doesn't use federal dollars for its abortion clinics.
Since they've been running around lying for years that they don't commingle their funds, they who get over $500 million in taxpayer funds every single year and who are give most of their political donations to Democrats, if not almost all. They've been saying for years they don't commingle their funds, so this should be easy for them.
A tornado smashed into a commercial district in the small Mississippi city of Columbus, shattering businesses as severe storms raked the south on a weekend of drenching rain and rising flood threats. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Here's the truth, America. Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. Your cell phone company is probably funding anti-Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile, which is America's only conservative cell phone company, does the opposite. If you are fed up with disgusting policies like New York's new late-term abortion law or Mayor Bloomberg's gun control seizure plans, make the simple switch to Patriot Mobile. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile. Get reliable nationwide coverage. Watch your hard-earned dollars fight for the First and Second Amendment rights, border security, and the sanctity of life. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every bill to conservative causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy, and their unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $20 a month. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh, that's me, H-U-G-H, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get up to 2 activation fees waived. Enough is enough. Join the fight today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Spy in the sky at 30,000 feet. Newer seatback entertainment systems on some airplanes operated by American, Delta, United, and Singapore Airlines, surprisingly, have cameras.
These systems are not made by the airlines. They're made by other companies, Panasonic and Thales, and the airlines just buy them sort of off the shelf. So it's not the airlines that decided to put outward-facing cameras on these seat backs. It's these equipment makers.
AP writer David Koenig says nobody told passengers that cameras could be used for spying when added to these systems.
The airlines say that they have disabled or never activated, never hooked up those cameras, so, you know, there's nothing to worry about. And all the airlines are insisting, hey, we're not spying on you, you know, our customers. But privacy experts even raise the possibility that it could be possible for a hacker to activate the camera as long as it's there.
More at townhall.com. Going to the movies for $10 a month to see a movie a day seemed too good to be true. Turned out it was.
Movie Pass, which tried to bring Netflix-like subscriptions to the movie theater, pulled back on its deal last summer. Movie Pass was a consumer success but a financial disaster. Movie Pass had to pay theaters the full price of most tickets, which quickly exceeded $10 each month. Today, Movie Pass chugs along with an offer for 3 movies a month starting at the same $10 fee, but it faces competition from theater chains and a Turkish startup that brought back a movie a day, at least temporarily this time, for $20 a month. Patrick Foss reporting.
Singer R. Kelly turned himself in late Friday, spent a night in jail, saw a judge Saturday morning in his first hearing since he was charged with sexually abusing 4 people. Judge imposed a $1 million bond on Kelly. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be a big hour. Ken Starr at the bottom of the hour, and lawyer extraordinaire Arthur Idella coming up. Will he be in studio? Have we worked that out? He will be in studio. I wonder what he looks like. It's been a while. I have not seen him in a while. And we have Geraldo standing by. It's going to be a big hour. And keep in mind, too, we're following this report that maybe the Mueller report could drop as early as today. We'll follow that as well as we get ready for Vietnam for next weekend. And that's a meeting with North Korea. So let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
In President Trump's decision to kind of single out Maduro and say, we will not stand for this, he's not talking just about Venezuela. He's talking about a regional instability.
That is Mary O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Man, does she know her stuff in Venezuela. President Trump's pressure policy on Venezuela comes to a head in the next 24 hours. Will it result in a new American-friendly leader in that nation? Plus, Super Summit 2 is set to take place next week between Chairman Kim and President Trump in Vietnam. What progress has already been made that may surprise you? I'll share it.
Number two.
Mueller does what he's going to do. And the other thing that we've learned is he's not going to tell us. And it's very much a guessing game.
That is Mike Allen of Axios, the Mueller probe. What can we expect? What can we expect next? And when can we expect it?
Number one.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked.
There you go. And guess what? He's shameless and not apologizing. He swears to God it was all true. After his story of being attacked because he was black, gay, and anti-Trump blows up in his face, Smollett goes from jail to the Empire set and gets back to work without admitting the hoax is on him. Geraldo, I know that he's got to worry about fines and jail time, but where is any integrity?
Well, he left his integrity someplace long ago, Brian. What he did was so low down and dirty. He basically tried to take advantage of, for his own financial gain, allegedly, all of the horror that African Americans have suffered at the hands of racists through Jim Crow and slavery and the lynchings, the KKK, and so forth. He tried to tap into all of that. For what? Not to expose any social inequity, but rather to, you know, line his pockets with a higher salary and a higher profile. He is someone who makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
Why? Because you understand there is real racism, there is real homophobia in this country.
Well,
there,
and then when a teenager came from Chicago. He went down south. He ended up purportedly whistling at a white woman. They tortured the 14-year-old, and then killed him. And then to think of his memory as fodder for Jussie Smollett's career, it's maddening, Brian. And he's a selfish, self-centered, cynical, manipulative, creepy narcissist. And I can't tell you how I've had it with all of these people blaming the president for whatever their failings are. It's
you really mean like this group of people? The first is actress Cheryl Ralph. The next is another author, Van Zandt. Then DJ Hughley, and then Maxine Waters. Listen to how they responded to how this hoax was undone by a black superintendent police chief in Chicago. Broke down brilliantly yesterday, having all the facts in front of you and only the trial waiting. Listen.
And I don't know if it's up to us to make some sense of it. And I will not throw him under the bus. Is it a big, bad mistake? Absolutely. But a lot of people have made some awful, awful, big, bad mistakes. Now, we can make up whatever we want to make up about it. But he told a lie the same way the leader of this country does every day.
When you use hatred and bigotry and lying for your own selfish end and you're a young black kid, a young gay black kid, you get indicted. If you do it when you're an old white guy, you become president.
I still don't know all of the details. I'm waiting for the final results of all of this. If, in fact, it's a hoax, of course I would be disappointed.
They want final results. It didn't stop all these people from weighing in prior. What's your reaction? That's exactly what you feared, right?
Well, it's so disheartening to me to hear those people who were so quick to rush to blame Donald Trump, the 45th president, for quote-unquote creating a climate in which horrifying racist attacks can take place. So it turns out that the horrifying racist attack is a phony. It's a fraud. So rather than apologize to President Trump and say, you know something, maybe we rushed to judgment, maybe this whole notion that there's some deep societal connection with your specific acts, and therefore don't blame the individual, blame society or blame the president. I think that's so bogus, Brian. It's so bogus. Mm-hmm. It is so transparent. And the president has to, he looks at these things and says, are you kidding me? And he hopes that his supporters can see through it, Brian.
Well, here's a statement from the Smollett legal team. Today we witnessed an organized law enforcement spectacle that has no place in the American legal system. The presumption of innocence, a bedrock in our search for justice, was trampled upon at the expense of Smollett and notably on the eve of the mayoral election, and feels that Mr. Smollett is a young man of impeccable character and integrity who fiercely and solemnly maintains his innocence betrayed by a system that apparently wants to skip due process and proceed directly to sentencing. He went on to the set of Empire yesterday and said this, I want to say to the cast, I am sorry, you know me, I would never do this to any of you. You are my family. I swear to God, I did not do this. I swear to God, I did not do this. Are you kidding? This guy is beyond a sociopath.
You know, actually, there's a black comedian who I'd forgotten which one. I should have Googled it before I came on. But he put he superimposed Jussie Smollett's face on the famous A.J. Cowling's O.J. Simpson 405 freeway chase. So they put Smollett's face driving the white Ford Bronco, with the cops following him. That's I feel that in a way Smollett is now waiting for the next hammer to fall. Wait until he's indicted for federal mail fraud. Wait until he really is facing the prospect of 1 to 3 years in a federal prison. This will start unraveling very, very quickly. I have no pity for him whatsoever. The fact that he is humiliated, embarrassed, the fact that he is, humiliated his own family, the shame, I would hope, that many of them feel for his obviously selfish act. I feel no sympathy for this spoiled brat of a man at all. What he did was beyond the pale. If a Jewish person, and as you know I am, was to take the Holocaust and make some commercial outfit, some commercial payback. I was in the concentration camp too, so I'm going to do a book about it, take a tour. It's so cynical, and the fact that they're blaming Trump is beyond.
I know you got to catch your plane. My last thing is Kamala Harris had a chance to single herself out like Donald Trump did. Donald Trump never missed a major issue. I don't care whether it was the economy, President Obama, wherever it was, he would call into shows, do every interview possible. So Kamala Harris comes out and says this is despicable and says all these things. This is a modern day lynching. Now it turns out the guy's a liar. So instead, she has no answer for any of the questions. She storms past all the cameras and put out two statements, just amended a second statement. None of them suffice. If you are truly presidential material, do what the president does every day. Bring on all these questions. I'm so disappointed what happened in Chicago. That's the problem. There are real hate crimes in this country, and when things like this happen, it hurts everybody. Then she would have dominated the news cycle. She'd look like a real leader instead of someone looking for a spin doctor and takes 24 hours to come out. We're over this. We expect more from our leaders now because President Trump answers all questions.
You know, Kamala Harris had a brilliant rollout to her campaign. Two packed rallies.
Yeah.
Really, with a lot of vibe, a lot of momentum. The way she was so ambivalent, so equivocating on how to respond once the fraud was exposed, I think revealed a chink in her armor.
Sure.
That diminished her and knocked her from the top tier, I think, down to the middle now. I really think
right.
that this was an opportunity where she and Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and some of these others who made these sweeping pronouncements about the evils of racism and the responsibility of the president should have the decency to apologize and say, I rush to judgment.
Right.
Don't hold your breath, but I wish they would.
Right. By the way, we need authenticity. Like when Elizabeth Warren said this.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
That came from the heart, and that was so real, right? I mean, those are the moments.
Now, if she said, "Hold on a second, I want to get a joint," it would have been more.
That's next. Believe me, if her pie chart said she should say that, she would say that.
I so agree with you, buddy.
All right, go catch that plane, and I hope you have TSA.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to take your calls. I promise. 1-866-408-7669. There's word is that the special prosecutor's office has been cleaned out. The word is that most of the people that have been borrowed from the FBI and justice have gone back. And if you are going to drop the Mueller report before the president leaves for Vietnam to face off with the North Korean leader, wouldn't today be the day? That's who we're hearing, perhaps. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code Why Not. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Why Not. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it and see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. The Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. And thanks so much for listening all week. We're watching the developments on Capitol Hill. We know the President of the United States is getting ready for a summit with the North Korean leader. He's looking forward to it. And there's some things there to make you encouraging. We're also watching events taking place now in Venezuela. Why now? Well, over the next 24 hours, Guaido, who is the leader we recognize, the 35-year-old, who's going to bring democracy back to Venezuela, is going to be escorting aid from us, from Colombia, and two other points into the country. They're starving to death. And so far, there's been a confrontation on the Brazilian border, and they're now sealing it. Venezuelan soldiers opened up fire on a group of civilians attempting to keep open a segment of the southern border with Brazil for deliveries. And evidently, they killed a couple, and they took a lot of the supplies and just threw it into the river. So at least 30 neighbors took to the streets following the shootings, kidnapping three soldiers, according to an eyewitness. The majority of the people support the entrance of humanitarian aid, and we want to keep our borders open. The Army's been told not to. There's been a 58-year-old intelligence officer who has defected over to Guaido, the good guy, and he's hoping other generals follow him. In fact, he's urging them in a post. This guy Maduro's got to go. Jeff, listening to WXJB in Homosa, Florida. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Brian? How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, going back to the Jesse Smollett situation, you know, I find it hard to believe that he orchestrated this fiasco, staged hate crime, blamed Trump for everything. And then he goes back to his job like nothing ever happened.
How could this be?
He gets released from – what's that?
I mean, it's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, and you know, going back to what Roseanne did, you know, granted she sent a, you know, a racist tweet, but as soon as that hit the airwaves and the media outlets, the left ran with that, basically told her, you know, we're canceling your show, you're losing millions of dollars, you're a racist, you're a pig, you're a, you know, a bigot. And then now we let the left just let
right.
this guy get away.
Hey, Jeff, in a way, though, this is – listen, we know this guy lied. We know it's a big hoax. You watched the police chief yesterday. But what they're going to say is Roseanne sent it out. She said she sent it out. So the case was open and closed. So what he's saying is, hey, you know, I got Mark Yergos fighting my battles. They're already blaming the mayoral race and saying it's pure politics. And so he's got a defense. So Fox is in kind of a tight spot in that it's a legal thing now, perhaps, you know, where it said, listen, what has he been convicted of? He was a victim. And I don't care what the police chief says. He hasn't been tried yet. So there might be a legal thing that Fox is looking at right now. I would not be surprised. But it sounds to me that he'd want to. I mean, it sounds to me this guy feels no shame or embarrassment. I mean, he has been embarrassed. The friends that stood by him have been humiliated. The candidates that tweeted for him or said spoke for him have been forced to delete those tweets and have been now facing scrutiny. Thanks so much, Jeff. Harvey, WNIS in Norfolk, Virginia. Harvey.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking my call, and I enjoy your show.
I listen to
it every day.
Appreciate it.
I think that gentleman, the guy that made up this whole thing, I think when he's tried and if he found guilt, I just think he should lose everything he ever worked for.
Don't you think he did get? I mean, from what you heard the police chief say yesterday, don't you think this is pretty much a done deal?
Well, I think it is pretty much a done deal. I mean, I find it despicable because I'm a man of color, and I think when you go out there and create these type of situations, it doesn't help things. However, I was listening to your show and Tony and all the others to follow every day, but you didn't say not one thing yesterday about that one Coast Guard guy, I'm retired military, that was going out to try to hurt all these people. You didn't say not one thing about it throughout your whole show yesterday.
We have a lot of stories. You know, that was a story I could have covered. You know, I could have mentioned it if that would have made you feel better, but I have no guess on it. I saw the other three stories as bigger. Thank goodness he was stopped. Thanks, Harvey. Listen, this is what Eddie Johnson said, the Chicago police superintendent, about what this means.
I'm also concerned about what this means moving forward for hate crimes. Now, of course, the Chicago Police Department will continue to investigate all reports of these types of incidents with the same amount of vigor that we did with this one. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen.
No question. No question. And it is a concern. Now all of a sudden people are going to say, okay, I'm a victim, and now I got to defend myself about people who think it's a hoax. Helen, WXJB. Helen.
Yes. It's Homosessa, not Homosa.
Homosessa? Really? I've never heard it said like that. Okay. Helen,
yeah,
what's on your mind? But what's
it's
on your mind?
Homosessa in Florida. Yes, I believe what Jesse Smollett did is a hate crime against white Americans, Trump and Trump voters. I think they should throw the book at him. My family and I will not be watching Empire ever again, and we'll boycott its advertisers, though it probably won't do any good. But I cannot believe that he is back on this TV show. He should have been left out in the cold immediately. And what Roseanne Barr did was nothing compared to this, nothing. And I think she should be reinstated.
Listen, I don't want the cast to pay the price because of one idiot. In terms of a series, if they bring it back next year, you could kill off anybody. They do it all the time. Or you could get a replacement. There was a time in the 70s we always had replacements. How many Darrens did we have on Bewitched? How many Lionels did we have on Jefferson, on the Jeffersons? How many Lionels? Two, right? We accepted it. No one even questioned it. You know, once in a while you watch a repeat and say, that's right, we had another Lionel. Also, whatever happened to Chuck on Happy Days? No one questions it. Yeah, they could write about it. You love basketball. That's all I know about Chuck, right? Ron Howard, and Ron Howard to be the bigger story. So listen, 1-866-408-7669. Ken Starr next, and Arthur Idella will unwind this story and the Mueller report.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today we have closed the book on apartheid and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
Just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice.
It's one of the most polarizing issues in America, capital punishment. Does the government have the right to put people to death for committing the most serious of crimes? Or to put it more simply, is it right to kill the killers? Public opinion on the death penalty has swayed over the decades, and different states have very different laws. Nowhere has that split been more apparent than in Nebraska. In 2015, the state legislature voted to outlaw the death chamber. The governor, Pete Ricketts, vetoed the bill, but the state legislature overrode his veto. But then the question was put before the voters in 2016, and Nebraskans voted to reinstate the death penalty. Eight inmates on death row filed a lawsuit arguing that the temporary ban on executions should apply to them. But the Nebraska Supreme Court said no, dismissing the suit. But they held out the possibility that each death row inmate individually can still challenge their death sentence. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade, thanks so much for listening. Arthur Idell will be here shortly, but right now we welcome in Ken Starr. Ken, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, great to hear you. Last time I saw you was at a big event, and I watched you speak. And, of course, we have to, another big event's coming now. As soon as today, maybe by Wednesday, certainly within the last 2 weeks, this Mueller thing's going to drop. Can you give us an idea what you think it's going to look like? Is it going to be hundreds of pages? Is it going to have a series of summaries? Will it have criminal recommendations, referrals?
It should not. It should not. Brian, we're obviously in the second season of Advent, right? We're all waiting with great expectation. But here's the thing. If we go back as the new attorney general, who is just fantastic, a great lawyer, Bill Barr, and a true servant of the law, and he's just going to go by the books, right? So with all this anticipation, let's pretend that we're with Bill Barr, the attorney general, right now. And we say, Mr. Attorney General, what are you doing right now? He said, I'm reading these regulations. Well, what regulations are you reading? Well, the regulations, Brian, as you know, govern the appointment of Bob Mueller, and now they govern the end, his exit. And his exit says, the regulations say, he is to provide, and this is a really key word, a confidential report to the Attorney General. And that confidential report is simply to explain what indictments were brought and why, and then what, quote, declinations, in other words, decision not to go to the grand jury to say, please indict this person, Mary Roe or John Doe or whatever. Okay, so that's phase one. Then the confidential report is in the lap of the attorney general. What do the regulations say, Mr. Attorney General, about what your duties are? He is to report, not transmit. He is to report to the Congress and provide an explanation. He's to notify, in fact, let's get rid of the word report. He's to notify and explain. Now, the point of all this is, Brian, we don't know what form the report from Bill Barr will take. I'm calling it a report. The notification will take. But he said one very important thing, final point. He said one very important thing in his confirmation hearings, Brian, and that is he's going to follow the procedures. He's in favor of transparency, mm-hmm. but he's going to follow the procedures. So it may not be nearly as much, you know, so it may not be a war and peace. It may be more, you know, a short Great Gatsby, but not with all these characters and so forth. Then I can explain why that is. But that, in short, is what the regulations call for.
So Ken, explain this to me. Along the way in the investigation, we have all these off-ramps. Oh, here's two dozen Russians. They're bad. Here is my problem with Michael Cohen, Southern District of New York, take him. Michael Flynn, we're going to go ahead and cut a deal with you. So as he was putting this together, his moves were public. So how many moves did he actually hide? So...
Right. Great question. And the answer is that you're not supposed to go besmirching you. Prosecutors are not to go around besmirching people's reputations. They are charged with either bringing charges to the grand jury, and it's the grand jury's decision, or saying, no, we don't have enough evidence, or we just don't think it's the right thing to do to go to the grand jury. That's the declination. And that's all he's supposed to say. He's not to write, as it were, to publish his diary or the diary of his staff members.
So, you know, in your book that you write, Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation, people read your book and think, okay, that's how the Mueller investigation is going to go, and that's what the final report's going to look like. How is your report different from what we're going to see?
Yeah. And, Brian, the reason for the long report during my tenure, and thanks for mentioning the book, and I explain all this in Contempt. I was operating under a statute that Congress passed. It was the Independent Counsel Law. That law went away in 1999. That law required me and other independent counsels appointed under the statute to essentially serve as a reporting mechanism to the House of Representatives. And it actually used the word impeachment. And it set a standard when substantial and credible information comes to us that an impeachable offense may have been good. You're to go running to the House of Representatives. You're not to go, the independent counsel of yesteryear was not to go to the Attorney General at all. So it was part of the structural anomaly, frankly, the constitutional objections, Brian, that, as you know, so many of us had, and I entertained
right.
those. And Justice Antonin Scalia, God rest his soul, wrote in his magnificent dissent from the decision upholding the constitutionality of the independent counsel law, this statute is acrid with the smell of impeachment. That's the way Nino wrote. He was such a great, great writer and a great justice. And the long and short of it is the 1999 regulations, they're 20 years old. Those are the regulations under which Bob Mueller was appointed, and now the regulations under which he says farewell got rid of all that stuff.
So they some have speculated that when this report is handed out, Adam Schiff and others will have their map on what to pursue in their own investigation. So instead of people fantasizing about case closed either way, it will not be case closed. Do you agree with that assessment?
It looks that way, given what Representative Schiff has been saying publicly. But here's the key. It's going to now leave the arena of grand jury secrecy and confidentiality and all that, and it's going to move into the political arena. So we're going to learn, more than we have under the Mueller investigation. But I will say this. What Bob Mueller did in the two indictments of the 13 Russian organizations about a year ago that those indictments came down, and the two Russian organizations really told the story, not of collusion, not one word in those indictments spoke about collusion with the Trump organization,
right.
The Trump campaign, and so forth. As you well know, those indictments talked about, you know, the misconduct of the Russians. And one day, my favorite example in one of the indictments, very quickly, is on the very same day, these Russian operatives funded in New York, where you're broadcasting from, both a anti-Trump rally and a pro-Trump rally.
I know.
That's what was going on, right? Not collusion.
And it's for the Russian perspective, this is better than they could possibly imagine. The negative side for the Russians is they can't do business with this administration because it's so clouded with controversy and political fingerprints. But on Wednesday, Michael Cohen is going to start the first of three straight days of testifying, two behind closed doors, one in public. Lanny Davis, his lawyer, told ABC what his client will say. Cut 31.
You're going to hear in personal frontline experiences of memories and incidents and conduct and comments that Donald Trump said over that 10-year time period behind closed door that to me, when I first heard Michael tell me all this, even as much as I knew about Trump, that was negative, was chilling.
So his personal attorney is going to blow up attorney-client privilege and talk about what they've been discussing at least for the last 10 years.
That's totally inappropriate. I mean, the attorney-client – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I just want to get your take.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the attorney-client privilege is absolutely sacred. It can only be overcome under very strong showings of, you know, there are exceptions to the privilege. But just as the clergy parishioner privileges, the spousal privileges, this is centuries old in our law. So I think Michael Cohen should be very, very cautious. There's no congressional exception. Congressional testimony exception to overriding the attorney-client privilege.
The other thing is, what are we getting out of this? We're going to find out what kind of businessman Donald Trump was in 1995 to 2017.
I'm just going to say, Brian, that raises a really serious question about what is the legitimacy of the House of Representatives inquiring into business dealings that are all, I assume, pre-presidential. If they're post-presidential, maybe there's a connection. We call it a nexus. What's the nexus between what you're seeking to do, House of Representatives, and then your purpose in providing oversight over the executive branch, including the President of the United States, et cetera? So I think there's going to be some I would assume that the people on the other side, the minority side, would say, Mr. Chairman, excuse me, but what is the relevance of this to the operations of the House of Representatives?
Yeah, Jim Jordan said that yesterday, so you're on top of it. Ken, it's going to be great. I'd love to get your analysis as soon as the Mueller probe is actually out. I just don't know how many people in this country are better equipped to quickly analyze. You served as the independent counsel investigating Bill Clinton, and you're author of the book Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation. Ken, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
You got it. Listen, we're privileged to have in studio, according to multiple reports, Arthur Idala has not been in studio since 1988. So to see him in person, I wonder if he changed. He is going to be talking about the Smollett case and so much more. Also, he knows Michael Cohen. And what does he think about that? This is Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country." Prior to the brothers getting out of Smollett's car, Smollett provided Abel with a $100 bill to purchase the rope, gasoline, ski mask, gloves, and the red baseball caps, which resemble the ones that say, "Make America Great Again."
Wow. So there's a lot of evidence here, but Arthur Idell is a brilliant defense attorney, and we want to pull him in, and we have paid his fee. We have him on retainer now.
Yeah.
So now you got
How do I look since 1988 when I was
not
in college?
Bad. It's great to see you in person, Arthur.
Listen, I'm so thrilled you're doing so well. I am a radio guy. I listen to the radio almost all day long.
So you listen to WABC now.
Absolutely. 77, man. I'm a big Brian Kilmeade fan. From, what are we, 10 to 12?
Let me ask you, is there anybody else in that line? Are you the only Brian Kilmeade fan? Have you found
No. My mother.
Oh, your mom.
My buddy Shepard Smith, who I think you may have heard of him.
Right. He's a full-time anchor here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah. A couple days a week at least.
So, Arthur, you've had some tough clients in the past. Do you want to run through some of them?
Oh, well, we're doing my resume. Let's see. My favorite client's Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
So my more recent client who just got released from prison is Anthony Weiner, the congressman. And a few in between Lawrence and Anthony.
All right. So you saw that police chief come out and lay out that case, and you heard additional attorneys come out and lay out the case against Smollett.
And I believe they just announced that they're taking him off the last two episodes of this season.
I saw that.
Listen, Brian,
he's your client. What do you do?
No. Before he's my
first
client.
First, you want to be a person.
First, I want to be my person. When Anthony Weiner got sentenced, the judge said there's two things she needs to take into consideration: specific deterrence and general deterrence. She put on the record, "I don't think you're ever going to do this again. I know you've gone to extensive therapy. I believe you've learned your lesson. So I don't need to send you to jail so that you don't do this anymore. But I do need to send a message to our society. It's called general deterrence. Because everyone's watching this case, and people need to know that you can't sext with an underage person. There's going to be severe ramifications." That's the same standard this guy needs to be held to. You cannot make these kinds of false reports. You cannot. He basically wrote this, directed it, produced it, and started it, right? If you literally look at it, he came up with the scenario that's writing it. He produced it because he paid the guys. Not only did he pay them, I think, $3,500, but then he paid for the rope and everything else. He directed it. He laid out how it was going to go down, and then he started it. And if it wasn't for the awesome detective work and all the cameras they followed them into the cab, then the cab led them to, I believe, the airport, then they backtracked and they followed where they bought the rope, and then what happens? They grab these guys when they're in the airport, and they did what so many people do, and they flipped. And basically, their lawyer went back.
The 47th hour.
Right. The 47th out of the 48 hours came back and told the detectives, listen, this is what went down. Then they cooperated. So it's a very solid, solid case against him. So how do you defend him? You have to say he had some sort of a mental breakdown.
But he's not doing that.
Not yet.
Okay, mental breakdown.
Yet. Right.
And look at his past.
Right.
All right. So you're saying when he came out and he said, I swear to God, to the cast of Empire, according to TMZ, I swear to God I did not do this. You know me. So that's after he's already been sent, you know, after he already got indicted, got arrested, got fingerprinted, and got his
listen, I believe shot. Your good friend, the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, looked in millions of people and said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, right? And then that turned out not to be true. So, I mean, look, when Lawrence Taylor first got arrested, he said he didn't have sex with her. And then on cross-examination at the trial, when he was asked about it, yeah, and he admitted lying. And he's like, well, why'd you lie? He goes, well, I have a wife. I have children. And, yeah, I wasn't in a position mentally to go tell the world I was cheating on my wife.
But Arthur Idell is here. Arthur, there's something more to this case, and that is a letter that he evidently wrote that was a threatening letter to him to get sympathy. And they say because you mailed using the federal postal system, you could be looking at federal charges. Because right now he's just charged with filing a false police report, which doesn't get jail time.
No, and he, well, I bet you, I don't know Illinois law backwards and forwards, but I bet you there's an element where he could get jail time. You know, no, he's not going to go to jail for years and years, but there needs to be a strong message sent. I'm not an advocate of making these minimal cases into federal cases, right? Federal cases are supposed to be the biggest and the worst on the in our country. But there needs to be a severe message sent to everyone.
Which is a lot for a defense attorney to say that.
Correct.
Because usually you guys get into that mindset, I'm just going to defend this guy. Alan Dershowitz also did the same thing yesterday. But I got to ask you about Michael Cohen.
So I love Alan Dershowitz. For the record, I love Alan Dershowitz.
So he's one of our great guests, too.
He's my man.
So I think you have a situation where Michael Cohen was a lawyer for President Trump for 15 years. So he heard everything. He was doing business deals.
I was in Michael's office. It was literally, he shared a wall with President Trump at the time, you know, real estate developer Trump. So they were very, very physically close.
He can't talk. What do you think he can say without messing with the crossing the line into the investigation?
I don't think he's crossing the investigation, because I mean he's not supposed to say anything as Trump's lawyer. But now he's disbarred. He's a convicted felon.
It makes all lawyers look bad, by the way.
It makes all lawyers look bad because now there are no ramifications for his statements. I mean, could Trump sue him for violating the attorney-client privilege? Probably, but you can't get.
But he's going to sit there and tell the whole country, Donald Trump says this, 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 and this, and these are all going to make him look bad. Personally, that's what the Democrats are dying to do, and that's what Michael Cohen is looking forward to doing.
I wish there was a little more integrity in the part of the Congress to say, what does this serve? What benefit does this serve society by what? Because I will tell you, as soon as he became President Trump, Michael Cohen wasn't nearly as close with him. I believe they was like they'd meet like once a month.
Which is the problem. He was alienated and had to go do business on the side, which got exposed by an aberrant IRS agent who has since been in trouble. So real quick, if he sits there and he says, Donald Trump is a bigot, Donald Trump's a racist, and this is what he said. So everyone loves that. It gets big ratings. But
I don't think he's going to say that. I mean, just knowing their relationship,
not,
I don't think that. First of all, as the worse he made Trump look, the worse he is. Because this is his client for 15 years. He's standing by him. If he's a racist, a bigot, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that means he's the same. I mean, I wouldn't represent someone who's like that. So, I don't know. I don't think it should even happen unless it's relevant to criminal conduct.
Normally, I don't like when guests outdress me. But for you, Arthur, I'll make
you
him a
suit. You look very handsome yourself. I like the vest.
Arthur Idella, thanks so much.
I can't wait to come back, Brian. Yeah, keep up the great work.
Arthur Idella.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979.
finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.